May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm preaching this morning on the lessons in the prayer book for Lent 5, and it is the second week of lockdown in the coronavirus pandemic. But Jesus is in the temple speaking with the Jews, and he challenges them, "If I say I have the truth, why do you not believe me?" Discerning where the truth lies is a challenge for us all at all times, but particularly now as we're beginning to hear how other countries are telling their people about the coronavirus. And there's clear there's some interesting hypotheses, shall we say, being put out there. But discerning the truth is always difficult, and especially in any conflict situation, an early casualty is the truth. Just think in a domestic conflict. He said, she said, where does the truth lie? We're very fortunate that we live in a country where, on the whole, we can trust most of the media. I think the BBC is emerging yet again as one of the most balanced and truthful forms of communication. But what will emerge from the situation today will depend on what people hear and believe about coronavirus. In lots of ways, it's great that it's proving such an opportunity for scientists and governments to work together to overcome the common enemy of the virus. But it could divide us, particularly depending on what truths or untruths are told to people. A truth Jesus is addressing with the Jews is, who is he? And where is he in the pecking order of the Jewish greats, especially relative to Abraham and the prophets and the Father? And Jesus says, "Verily, verily, before Abraham was, I am." And that should be a huge clue for the Jews, because God revealed himself as I am in the book of Exodus to Moses. In the letter to the Hebrews, he's introduced in our passage we've heard as the high priest. Only one high priest. And as the mediator, with a capital M, of the New Testament. And of course, testament can mean truth. The mediator of the new truth. The truth that Jesus revealed to Nicodemus, another Jew. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. May we live this day and all our days, no matter what happens, in the light of that truth, that God is with us and is with us always, in life and in eternal life. Amen.